swing cash. I call her swing cash. Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to She's Got Time. I'm your girl, Swing Cash. As I say every week, happy that you are spending the time right here with us. I appreciate y'all. And this is episode 22, man, y'all. This is moving so, so fast. But listen, I'm enjoying myself. I hope you are as well. You know how we like to start at the top every week. We got to do the week that was, the rewind. So this last past week was really exciting for me because I had an opportunity to take some time and explore on the internet and see all these new fashion trends and stuff that are out that I feel like I've been under a rock, literally. Sometimes I think whenever we work and we're kind of in our daily routine, whether it's being a mom, being a wife, running business on the road, that you sometimes forget, like, I'm not tuned into the things that I love. And so for me, I actually just had some enjoyment this past week of just going through magazines, going online, seeing stuff. And I'm like, wow, okay. So just tapping back into some things that I haven't done for myself in a while that I really wanted to do. Also had a great time. My hair, you can see right now, for those who are watching on YouTube at She's Got Time, you'll see my hair is straight down, but the last past week or so, I had so much fun because I just wore my hair natural. Did television with my hair natural, was not wearing a lot of makeup, and I really just enjoy just kind of stripping down from how intense the last few months we talked about it has been to just be myself. And that was a great time for me. But yeah, a lot of stuff has happened. We'll get to it a little bit later in the show that I have to talk about on our, our take a seat, take a bow, level up and straighten your crown. Woo! We got some heat to bring for y'all later. But first up, we have to have this wonderful, amazing person that I call friend on the show. So I hope you enjoy the interview for this week. Hey everybody, so I am super excited today. Our guest for this week is Meredith Lejeune, who is a friend of my husband and I, and we are super excited to have her here because, Mary, your story is remarkable, and I think that a lot of women will relate to it. Mm-hmm. But before we begin, let's just talk about kind of the career you have right now.
Right.
So you've been in PR for almost 15 years now.
Right, yeah.
You have Thought Bubble Communications, mm-hmm. is your boutique, mm-hmm. PR company. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you got into PR, how you were able to be in that space of just being an entrepreneur and getting your business off the ground.
Sure. So I've always been a writer. Mm-hmm. And so to be in PR, that's like the core of what we do is to be a writer. Mm-hmm. So I went to college. I was in the J school there, journalism school there.
When did you go to college?
I went to Hampton University.
Hampton, okay.
And I graduated from the Scripps Howard School of Journalism and Communications.
Yes.
With my degree in public relations. And I actually had the opportunity just to go straight into my field from there.
Okay.
So in 2005, I started working in a marketing, it was a marketing department in Norfolk.
Now, how did you break into the mm-hmm. field? Did you come in? Because a lot of times people come in, especially with PR, like
yeah.
they want to be on the red carpet. They want to do everything like right away and be at the top.
Right.
Did you take kind of an entry-level job right out of college?
Yeah.
Or was it specific to where you wanted to go in your career?
So it was definitely an entry-level job. I did two internships while I was in, well, one internship while I was in college, and okay. then another internship with Scripps Network. Mm-hmm. Who owns HGTV, Food Network, DIY Network.
Yeah.
So after I graduated, I did that. And then having that kind of experience out of college afforded me the opportunity just within a few months to get something that's in my field. It was definitely entry level. It was a marketing communications coordinator position. But even with that, it was more of a marketing position than a PR position. And I'm a PR girl.
You had to kind of figure out, like, you
yeah.
knew, because sometimes it can be marketing and PR.
Yeah.
You knew specifically that PR was what I wanted to be in.
Right.
So how did you make that decision to say, I'm not going to continue marketing?
So, you know what? Marketing to me, it's too many numbers. I'm not a numbers person. I'm a writer.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of took that role and I made it my own. So even though it was a marketing communications coordinator position,
right.
I was the only PR person and I took advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure I got to go to the events that I wanted to go to because there was no one else in the apartment that could educate me from a PR standpoint.
Right.
So I made sure I went to the events that I wanted to go to, join the organizations that I wanted to, go to the conferences that I wanted to go to. I was at 25, 26 years old. I was on the board of the local
wow.
Public Relations Society chapter. Probably the youngest person that was on that that board. Maybe
so
the
you
first.
you were hustling. Yeah. Now on that board were, and that's amazing, 25 to be on a board. Mm-hmm. Were you the only woman? Were you only minority? When you looked around, what did you look, what that board look like?
So I wasn't the only woman, because in PR there are a lot of women in the industry. I was the first year the only person of color, which, and that's, I'm a huge advocate of, if you're the only one there, you got to speak up. You got to make sure that you bring other people in with you.
Right.
You got to make sure that your voice is heard. And so I really made sure that when I was on the board that I stepped up, that I was at every meeting, that my voice was heard. And I was on that board for, I think, 2 years, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years. And when I was in the position that I was in, you know, just making it my own and doing what I needed to do. But I just knew that where I was going in that job wasn't where I wanted to go ultimately.
But you, it just seems like you were very intentional, strategic about not only the opportunities you were taking, but the path that will lead you to what your ultimate goal was.
Right.
And a lot of times I feel like women, we tend to feel like we can be everything to everybody. Yeah. And especially when you go into a job. Last week we had Jamie Messler, who she was like you as far as like coming up and just really a hustler, a go-getter. But Jamie was saying like how she realized like she was doing a little bit of everything and she was stretching herself thin, basically trying to prove she can do everything.
Yeah.
For you, when did you realize, at what age did you really just say like, I have to just focus here and sometimes pass up opportunities that maybe in other areas that just aren't really helping me get to my destination?
Right. So for me, the moment was, I was just seeing people around me who were excelling and I wasn't, despite the fact that I was incredible at what I was doing. And I knew I was incredible at what I was doing. So I'm a very spiritual person. I had to have the conversation that come to Jesus with God.
Come on, like, you know, you're like Jesus on the main line. Yes.
And I was just like, God, what am I supposed to be doing? And that's when it came to me. You're supposed to have your own agency. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to move to Atlanta specifically, start your business there, and then you'll branch out from there. So I was like, okay, I've got it.
So let me see. So you had that conversation with God and you're like, listen, and you get the answer you're looking for,
right?
But that's kind of scary. Pick up, move from Virginia to Atlanta, and then you continue on. So what was that move like?
So the move was very, it really, the saying, having the faith the size of a mustard seed, 100% true. So something just told me, it was like the summer of 2009, and something was like, start packing. I didn't know where I was going. Start packing up your house. I didn't know where I was going, but I was like, let me just start packing up, putting stuff in boxes, right? And so at that point, I was like, okay, this job isn't where I want to be. I need to be moving to Atlanta. Let me get in the steps, you know, take the steps I need to get there. So fortunately, I was able to use some frequent flyer miles. I was taking trips to Atlanta. I was interviewing. I was the epitome of a hustler when I was doing that.
Love it.
Interviewing, looking at apartments, not even knowing when I'd be there. But I know, okay, I want to be in this area. I don't want to be in this area.
Right.
Here's this street. I'm familiar with this area. I'm not familiar with this area. It's not really for me. So I'd be taking my vacation time, going back and forth to Atlanta, just doing that. Setting up interviews while I was there, you know, hitting up people. Hey, I'm in town. I'd love to speak with you. I know you have this position open. Just taking advantage of all the opportunities that I could. So fast forward, I guess, to December of 2010. I was like, this is it. I've got to quit this job. I've got to pursue my next step in Atlanta. So I quit my job December 17th, 2010.
That is amazing.
And no backup. I still didn't have anything in Atlanta, but I did have a potential. So I was kind of hanging on to that potential. So from December to March, really, I just made it my mission to prepare myself for this next phase of my life. Mm-hmm. So that meant, since I wasn't working full time, I started my own blog. It was called Ambitions of a Writer.
I love it. I love it.
The now defunct Ambitions of a Writer.
But it was there. It was there. And so you were there, you started this blog. Let's just move it forward a little bit. But before we move forward, it's just a fun fact for those of you out there. I talked earlier about how we're friends and our husbands actually grew up together. And literally around the same time that I was kind of reconnecting with my husband, you actually started dating your husband. So small world, but just let's just say, ladies that are out there, listen, doesn't matter what time in life.
That's right.
When you find that one, you will find them and it will be right. So let's fast forward a little bit to you're now in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're in a job. Your personal life is, you know, you're dating, everything's happening. When was the move to say, all right, I'm going to leave from kind of the corporate world of having this job to starting my own company?
So for me,
was that another call, Jesus on the main line?
So it was. So for me, my intention when I moved to Atlanta was never to work for anyone full time. It was always to have my own. But I knew I didn't have any PR agency experience, which is different from working in-house. So I knew I had to get that experience.
Right.
So my job, when I moved to Atlanta, I got a job at a integrated marketing communications agency. It was the best thing for me. It was boot camp, PR boot camp.
Wow.
Like, it was hard and I would cry. I'd be calling my husband, then boyfriend, crying to him, saying how much I hated the job, but it was exactly what I needed. And a couple weeks, I was laid off from that position, which is a blessing within itself to me. A couple weeks before that, the business was very much into keeping the employees as a part of, you know, the business moving forward.
Right.
So they had a business consultant come in and teach the employees how to run their own agency.
That is amazing. And
exactly.
let me just hit on that point. We got to hit that home for all of our listeners. You were in a position where you were going through something that was like boot camp.
Yeah.
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
You didn't quit. You were crying. There's many nights, different job stuff we go through where you have a lot of tears, but you had, you know, your boyfriend at the time, now husband, you were leaning on him, probably leaning on family, your girlfriends, everybody, but you didn't quit.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times I feel like, especially right now, and people give crap a lot to like millennials and, you know, Gen X is coming next. But I keep saying, people were talking about, well, I want you to mentor me. And I'm like, do you think you're a fighter or a quitter? Because if you're a quitter, you probably don't want me to mentor you.
Right.
If you're a fighter, then I'll help you get to the other side because I know how to fight. And so I just want to leave our listeners with that, because you went through a situation, you kept fighting to get to the other side.
Absolutely.
So now you're in a position where they come in, they train you to kind of run your own agency, and you take that information, and what do you do?
I took that information. Like I said, I got laid off in June of 2012. And even in my exit interview, I was like, this is the best experience. I appreciate it.
Wow.
I texted all my family. I was like, I got laid off. Now it's time for me to start doing my next step. I set up my LLC. I set up my website. And I just started reaching out to people, letting them know what I'm doing. I got my first client, my first full-time client in December of that year. And I had the opportunity to work with another PR agency, contracting with another PR agency in Atlanta, a multicultural PR agency. And this is when you know when your path is aligning with what your purpose is, because I got the opportunity working with them to work with Toyota and Coca-Cola. My first project actually was with Coca-Cola.
Wow.
And I got to work with Common and Magic Johnson. It was an awesome experience. I actually worked with them contracting for about 4 years until we moved to New York. And started to step on my own a little.
You know what I love? I think, what did you say? When your passion is aligning with your purpose. And that's the area, that's the sweet spot that we all really want to get to. So you're in Atlanta, things are happening, you're getting these contracts, working with some major clients, getting that exposure to working with these different clients. And you then are in a situation where you're creating a family, you have twins. And then it's like, now I'm going to move. So everything, you're in a comfort spot in Atlanta. And then it's uprooting and moving to New York, where your husband is from. What was that move like? Because a lot of times women are like, I'm comfortable, we're good. Why do we need to move?
So it was a struggle for me. It was a struggle moving. We had just gotten married, and less than a month later, we moved out of state. Honestly, to a place I said I would never move.
Getting to New York.
Right. Okay. I'm from Virginia. That's the furthest I've ever lived. And I was okay with that. So New York was definitely out of my comfort zone. And it was hard. I struggled with anxiety, just not knowing like where I fit in. And it's hard when you're transitioning from one role or one state or one phase in your life to another. You really do need that support system. And I just felt, even though I might have had it, I felt so alone. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was transitioning from being Meredith Mobley, my maiden name, to Meredith Lejeune. Well, who is that? Mm-hmm. Who is this wife and mother?
So identity, right. Struggling with anxiety,
right.
All these things. Did you have an outlet, someone to speak to, that you feel like, you know what, maybe I need to reach out to somebody else? What was the therapy for you?
Right.
And I know this answer, but I want you to kind of let them know what that was like.
So I definitely relied on my friends and family who knew me. But the biggest thing for me was getting in touch with something that had always brought me peace, and that was yoga. Mm-hmm.
And so that brings us to where you are now. So right. I know what yoga has done for you and how it really has helped kind of physically, spiritually, everything kind of gets you to that other side.
Right.
And not so much just get you through. Sometimes people go and they'll take a class, whether it's yoga, Pilates, whatever, and it helps them for a month and then they're done. But you really made it a lifestyle and now kind of created a business. Before we get to that business, mm-hmm. I want you to tell people where they can find you with your company if they need some PR help or if they're interested in learning about more of what you do.
Yeah, so I can be found online at thoughtbubblecommunications.com. I'm also on Instagram at thoughtbubblecom.
Okay, so ThoughtBubbleCom on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So go to IG, make sure you follow her, make sure you figure out, see what she's doing, and also online as well.
Right.
ThoughtBubbleCommunications.com. Yeah. So bring us into now your yoga business and what made you not only want to just take a class, but to actually have a business and lead a class.
Right. So for me, yoga is always, it was about how it made me feel. It really opened me up. It really brought me to a place of the present moment. So all this anxiety that would just build up inside of me, I would be so anxious to the point where I felt like I was suffocating. Mm-hmm. So all that anxiety when I was doing yoga went away. I was at a place of peace. And I naturally like to heal people and to work with others. And I knew that yoga had brought me so far. I knew that that's something that I can help others do. In our society, we need healing.
Yes.
Individually, we need healing. And I knew what yoga did for me. So I kind of, again, stepped out on a limb. I went through my certification training in January of last year, 2018. Mm-hmm. Leaned on my husband a lot for his support because I was away from the home for a full day on weekends and Monday evenings. Leaned on him, and in May of 2018, I was certified as a yoga instructor.
You know, the beautiful thing about that, I mean, there's so many things you can unpack, but
as
a woman sometimes, because we're so used to taking care of the home, figuring out things with the kids, mm-hmm. Sometimes you need that. You need that support from
Absolutely.
The other side, and we're sometimes reluctant because we don't know, not that they're not capable, but we just know, we always feel like we do a little bit better. I mean, if we can be honest, we always feel like, you know, there's, you know, the kids like their sauce on this side and on that side. And then you sometimes have to just be like, they're fine. Right. They're going to be fine. You know, if daddy does it, if grandma does it, it may not be how mommy does it, but they're going to be okay.
Right,
yeah. Were you struggling with that a little bit as well?
So, you know what? Luckily with my husband, he's just always been hands-on, so I knew he could do it. I definitely felt guilty leaving it up to him, so I felt like I was putting a lot on him, but I knew he was capable of doing it. He's very like, make a way out of no way.
So I always figure it out, right?
Handling, yeah.
And so as a mom, so you take this time away, you're feeling a little bit guilty, but you're also getting into this place where you're happier, and then that makes you better for the family.
Right.
And so for people out there that are thinking about, you know, they're dealing with a lot of, whether it's trauma, dealing with this society right now, the news, everything that's happening in the political realm. Do you recommend kind of that entry-level yoga for them, trying it out? Like, what do you recommend?
Yeah, so I definitely recommend trying out like a beginner class and just kind of get a feel for it. Because a lot of people, in my interaction with them, they'll say they took a yoga class and they didn't like it. Well, what type of yoga were you taking? Was it a more advanced level? Mm-hmm. Was it a gentle or beginner level? So you kind of have to find your niche, and a good teacher will help you make the class or make your practice your own.
Mm-hmm. And so what's somebody out there, I mean, we've all had yoga, but somebody's listening, they're like, what is yoga?
Yeah.
what do I need? Because some people will be like, do I need to bring something to the class? Give us the kind of like beginner's 101 on what is yoga.
So yoga, in the essence of the word, means a union. Yoga is the union of the self. Yoga is the union of the spirit, just coming together as one. And so really all you need is just yourself to be present. It's helpful to have a mat. Sometimes it's helpful to have blocks. But really, yoga can be done in so many different ways that all you really need is yourself.
Okay. And some people say, well, I haven't worked out in years. I'm not fit enough. I can't do yoga. What do you say to them?
So it doesn't matter, because yoga, part of yoga is also pranayama. Pranayama is just breathing techniques. Mm. So you don't need to, you know, be able to run 3 miles a day in order to do that. Just be in a place of stillness and be open to receiving something new. And that's your yoga.
And for you, I have to ask this question, and I hate the fact that I have to ask the question, but we're in a society now where we're constantly looking at these different industries and businesses. As a woman and a woman of color, what have you seen in this space of like being a yoga, I mean, getting into yoga and being a yoga instructor?
Yeah. So one of the things I think that's really beautiful about yoga is that it's very inclusive. It really brings in everyone. Everyone's welcome. Mm-hmm. However, we tend to see inclusive classes, but not necessarily inclusivity in the teachers. Mm. And so what I'd like to see more is for more women of color, more women like me, to be leading the classes, to bring other women of color into the classes, because we all have different life experiences. But as women of color, there's certain commonalities that we all have. And a lot of times, if you don't see yourself there, you won't see yourself.
Representation matters. Exactly. We say this all the time, and people just think, oh, we're talking about on television. No, we're talking about our day-to-day lives.
Exactly.
Like when we go to a store and we see, you know, people in the store who are working, employees, like how inclusive are you being? So have you, as being an advocate, because you've been on it, like you said earlier, on a board before where you felt like, hey, I'm the only one. Have you had conversations perhaps with, whether it's the business you're at now or with other instructors, about why that's important?
Yeah, so I've definitely had conversations and I've been vocal about it. And for me, I'm someone who practices what I preach. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't seeing other teachers or even other students really in my area that were people of color. So I said, let me get in this program and I'm going to be the change that I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Mayor, I really thank you for coming, being here. Is there anything else you want to give to our listeners before you leave? Because you know we're definitely going to have you back.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that not only are you holding it down, you're running your own business right now. You're a mom, you're a wife. We talk about this all the time on She's Got Time. The ability to be many things.
Yeah.
But yoga allows you to really give that time to yourself.
Right.
So what kind of, I guess, tips, advice would you give to any of our listeners out there?
You know, I would just say, if there's something, like Napoleon Hill has said, if there's something that is your burning desire, pursue it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it may be. If your thoughts are consumed by it, pursue it, because it's there for a reason.
Absolutely. And you talked about it earlier. When your passion aligns with your purpose, to me, that's the sweet spot. Well, thank you, Mayor, and I appreciate it. One more time before we get out of here, where can they find you on IG? And also give them thoughtbubblecommunications.com, also thoughtbubblecom on IG. But also for yoga, where can they
yeah, find? So you can find me online at yogimare, and that's MERE.com. And then you can also find me on Instagram at Meredith Lejeune.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. And we're going to get more people into yoga. We're going to get them exercise, finding their center. But most of all, we're going to get them to align their passion with their purpose.
That's right.
And then find that sweet spot.
That union.
That union. Love it. And also, y'all, forgot to mention with Meredith here, one of the great things about kind of getting centered and finding your own space, one of the things that I love to do, I love to listen to music. And a lot of times when I work out, music is the thing that helps me get centered, especially when I'm listening to my gospel music, y'all. I love it. But listen, I have these great earbuds. You know, I like to support a lot of businesses that are out there doing great things. So we have some great earbuds we want you to go try out. And they're E50 earbuds by Raycon. Now listen, y'all, these are half the price. A lot of these earbuds that are out there right now and are very, very expensive. But we want you to get some affordable earbuds. The way you can do that is you can go to buyraycon.com. And the promo code you want to use is SWINGCASH20. Now, all the time we've been talking about how can we save money as moms, as wives, as girlfriends. We're always trying to figure out how we can save money. You can save money right here. Buy these super cool earbuds, E50 earbuds by Raycon. The way that you do that, go to buyraycon.com and make sure you use this promo code SWINGCASH20. Now, That SwingCash 20 is going to get you 20% off your order. We got y'all covered here on She's Got Time. Make sure you go hit the promo code SwingCash 20 and get you some E50 earbuds by Raycon. Good to go. So again, thank you to my good friend Meredith LeJune for coming on She's Got Time, sharing not only her story, but what she does with her company and Thought Bubble Communications, and obviously everything she's doing now with yoga and how it's helped heal her and her life, and sharing her experiences with you all. But now to our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten your crown. Y'all already know, and if you don't know, you've been under a rock or you haven't been watching TV. Our take a seat this week has to go to the people down in Alabama, their legislative people, their branches, the people that you have locally elected are now trying to strip rights, abortion rights, and other things from women. No matter what you think about, whether you're pro-life or you're for abortion, it doesn't matter. I'm not here to judge you. But what I am here to judge is that people think that they can pass laws that dictate a woman's body. I will never, ever, ever, ever think that that is okay. We live in a democracy. We do not live in a dictatorship. And I don't like the fact that now we see state by state people trying to change laws that directly affect the health of a woman. Whether you're pro-life, like I said, or you're pro-choice, it does not matter. But the legislative people down in Alabama, you need to take a seat this week, because guess what? People are going to stand up. Women and men are going to stand up. They're going to fight, and they're going to vote to make sure that people are not in office that are trying to take us back another 50, 60, 100 years of people feeling that they can tell women what to do with their bodies. Now, next, our take a bow this week has to go to the NBA playoffs. I don't know if you all are watching. I don't know if you're NBA fans, but listen, I am a sports advocate. Listen, I played sports, and I just have enjoyed thoroughly the NBA playoffs. I mean, if you haven't been watching, you need to tune in, because the Eastern Conference Final, the Western Conference Finals are going to be so exciting. Now, listen, I ain't getting paid to talk about the NBA, but I just love great basketball and has been phenomenal. We know LeBron James, who most of you, or if you're listening to She's Got Time, know who's LeBron James. You know who LeBron James is. He's not in the playoffs, but they've been so exciting. I mean, Dame Lillard shot. We've had CJ McCollum going crazy. We've had Greek Defeat and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, there's so many names, and it's great to see young players now taking that mantle and standing up there. So the NBA playoffs, take a bow. You have been unbelievable, and I can't wait for more to come. And my this week level up and straighten your crown has to go to all of the beautiful mothers out there that celebrated Mother's Day. To all of the moms who didn't get a thank you, to all the moms who maybe didn't get a card, to all of the moms who maybe didn't even get a phone call from your, you know, baby's father, for the grandmothers that are out there, all the people that wear that crown of mom, and you step up every single day, you sacrifice, you pour into your kids, you pour into your family, I want you to level up and straighten your crown, because we appreciate you, we love you, and we adore you. Lastly, before we got here on She's Got Time, we got to hit you with a positive note. I saw this on IG, because y'all know I like to troll on IG a little bit. No, I'm just joking. But I love to find some really cool quotes. And if you have some, make sure you send them in to She's Got Time. You can put them in our DM. You also can email us, swinggottime@gmail.com. And make sure you're liking us on all the social media platforms. She's Got Time. We're on IG. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. I love the fact that some of y'all are following us and liking us on all of our social media platforms. We appreciate you. But our positive note before we get out of here, y'all. Positive note this week says, don't mistake silence for weakness. Smart people don't plan big moves out loud. Let me say that again. Don't mistake silence for weakness. Smart people don't plan big moves out loud. And that's my positive note. You know why? Because sometimes you got to move in silence. You got to move in silence. So when that big move comes, you don't even have to announce it. You just let it speak for itself. That's what I like. Sometimes you got to move in silence. And don't take the silence as a weakness. It just means that great things are coming. All right, y'all. Make sure you stay tuned to us on all our social media platforms. Make sure you're locked into She's Got Time. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time right here. Swing cash. They call her Swing Cash. Peace. Cash.
Swing cash. I call her Swing Cash.